to have new ones, you know. In high school, I was in high school, and that's when the first basketball team, the first football team started. And we had a history teacher, Charles. His wife still lives on Mimosa Boulevard by the Methodist Church. He was a very special, special person. And he was going to be the basketball coach. Mm-hmm. And our class just had 19 people in our class. And of course there was other classes, but he was, I think, having a hard time getting the girls' basketball team started. So he said to me one day, he said, "Joy, I'd like for you to go out for basketball." I said, "Coach Newton, I know nothing about basketball." He said, "I want you to go out for basketball." I said, "Really, I'd like to do cheerleading because this was just starting in our school, mm-hmm. you know." And I said, "I'd really like to, you know, try for cheerleading." He said, "Well, you think about basketball," because I was pretty tall. Mm-hmm. So I thought about it, and I thought, so I went, and I said, "You know, I'm going to go out for cheerleading. I just want to go out for cheerleading." He said, "All right, I've got a deal. You go out for cheerleading. If you make cheerleading, you can cheer for the boys, but you're going to play basketball for me, you know." So that's what I did.
Oh, that's good.
So that was interesting. And then the first football, you know, team was, that's the first time we had that. So. And, of course, all our cheerleading outfits were the skirts had to be really long, you know.
Yeah. What kind of shoes did you guys wear for athletics that time? Because you had the ballerina shoes when you went to school.
Well, we had basketball shoes as well as I remember, but they were just something like tennis shoes. They looked like tennis shoes, you know.
Things is different now with all the Nike and everything.
We had nothing like that, no. But I know my dad and mom had to buy a lot of ballerina shoes, that's for sure.
Where did they go shopping?
They wear out.
Did they shop in Roswell or did they go to
Well, there was just a few places in Roswell, as well as I remember, that we could shop. Mostly, my dad was working in Atlanta, and my mother was working in Atlanta. So a lot, most Saturdays, not every Saturday, we would catch the Greyhound bus and go to Atlanta and shop at Davison's at that time, which is Macy's now. And mother would usually, we'd all get on the bus, catch the bus, and go to Atlanta. And Dad and I'd go across the street from Davison's and have breakfast. My mother shopped. And when I was in, high school there, my dentist was in Atlanta. And you couldn't do this today. I would not want my child to do this today. But I would, if I had a dentist appointment during the day, I would catch the bus right in front of school and ride the bus to the bus station and walk up to Macy's because my dentist was in this tall building almost to the right of Davison's, and I'd do that by myself. So, and you couldn't do that today, that's for sure, you know, but we did most of our shopping.
What kind of relationship do you think Atlanta and Roswell have had and have today? Maybe comparison, like what's the relationship between the cities? Do you feel like a lot of people went when you were younger, or not that many people went down to Atlanta, and now it's different, or?
I think a lot of people go to Atlanta now and shop. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of my friends, and even I, you know, go to Lenox and Phipps and shop in Perimeter and things like that. Donald had a shop here that had I love to shop in his shop. He had really neat clothes that's right there on Canton Street. The grocery store that I had a real good friend that was the granddaughter of Mr. Willis that owned grocery food store. Betty Ann and I were real good friends in school, and we visited a lot. And in the afternoons, we would walk up to the grocery store, and she would stay there, and I would stay